Good afternoon, Mr. de Klerk.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Did you put on a purple Speedo this morning and run in the Daredevil run to raise awareness of cancer?
Unfortunately not, but sounds like fun.
Yeah. Do you still sometimes sport that very famous Springbok Speedo of yours?
I sport it every time I play.
Still?
Well, I don't really show it a lot. Yes, still, same one.
Same one, Fuff?
Yes.
That will have been worn, I mean, it will have been washed a lot of, so it must be a very high quality piece of underwear if it's still lasting. And you'll continue that until it's not holding your goodies in place anymore.
Yes, exactly. But I only use it when we play, so it hasn't been used too many times.
Okay.
But yeah, I've got a fresh pair that's still waiting.
Okay. Hashtag be a saver. Are you with some other South African celebrities, the comedian Riyad Musa, the actress Pearl Tusi, the Buccaneers defender Tulani Tlachwayo, the Viral Facts Africa campaign, Be a Saver ambassadors. Was it an easy decision for you to be vaccinated against coronavirus?
Yeah, very easy for myself personally. Yeah, it's something that I just want things to get back to normal, and I think that's the best way to do it. And especially for myself and for my parents to come and travel, and my girlfriend, it's something that we needed to do, and also just to keep ourselves safe going forward.
How much of a discussion was it in the Springbok squad in the time that you were in Australia for the Rugby Championship?
Yeah, we were pretty much all fully vaccinated by then. Beforehand, there were a few guys who were a bit uncertain about it, but I think at the end of the day, everybody sort of realized what it's about, and we actually are saving lives, and we're also continuing to provide for our families by being able to play abroad. So I think it's certain things that needed to be done, but yeah, I think the main thing is just to keep each other safe, and I don't think we've had any issues since we've all been vaccinated.
Unfortunately, there are still a lot of South Africans for a whole range of different reasons who are eligible to be vaccinated and who haven't pitched up at one of the vaccination centres. What would be your message to them?
Well, I just think the easiest thing is I've done it, and my parents have done it, my girlfriend's done it, and a lot of my friends and family. And yeah, I think we've obviously, when you get your first jab, there's a bit of a flu-like symptoms, but after that it's pretty normal, and you can go ahead, and it's just, I think it's great for our country moving forward. It's something that definitely needs to be done, just to keep everyone safe, because we don't want to lose more people, especially close ones. It's never nice, so I think that's probably the most important thing, is just to keep each other safe.
Do you think you've managed? I mean, have you had conversations with vaccine hesitant people, not your rugby teammates, but people that you meet socially, that you've been able to convince that they should change their minds and do the right thing?
Yeah, I've had chats with people that are a bit on the fence. I know there's a lot of people that definitely will never take it, no matter what you tell them. But when people are on the fence, I think if you just read them the statistics and what you've been through personally, you tend to turn them, and I've had a few good conversations with people, and hopefully they went and got their jab, but that's like I said, hopefully more people can do it in SA.
And news of your operation, Fuff, the one that might, we've been told, I don't think there's been a final decision communicated. Is there a final decision? Are you going to have that operation, which would keep you out of the end of the year tour to the UK?
So I'm seeing a specialist on Monday morning in London, and then he's going to do another scan, and then we'll go from there, and then we'll probably get an answer pretty soon after that.
How much does it bother you?
Not at all really. When I just do normal things, it's just when I really run quite quickly and put it through some strain, then it bothers me. But other than that, pretty normal day to day life. But on the training field, it does bother me quite a bit. I couldn't really do anything since I had the retest. So, hopefully we can not do an operation and be back quite quickly.
I believe that's the professionals.
Yeah. So I suppose it's difficult. I mean, you don't want to miss the end of year tour. You want to build on that victory against the All Blacks in the second match against them in Australia, and you want to finish the year with the team, hopefully yeah. three victories. But at the same time, you've got to know that you want to keep playing for another however many years you want to keep playing. And sometimes you have to take the tough decision and go under the knife.
Yeah, definitely. If that needs to be done, then it needs to be done. And it's not, if a dude does get you surgery, it's not too serious. But yeah, I think it's, you're doing your country and your teammates more of a dishonor if you try and push through things and you're not 100%. There's more than capable enough guys to do the job. So I've got full support behind them if it needs to be done. So
there's only one Faf de Klerk, though. There's only one.
Thank you.
I've got a WhatsApp from a listener, Rob, who says, I was hoping Faf would have said that his injury only hurts when he kicks the ball, because we know what the solution to that is.
I wanted to say it hurts when I kick, but I knew I was going to get some backlash from that.
I really hope that the specialist says, you know what, this is going to mend by itself, a little bit of physio and so on. You don't need to go under the knife, and that we end the year with three glorious victories. That would be fantastic. Thank you very much for speaking out for vaccination, and thanks very much for making yourself available to us this afternoon.
Thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye. Springbok Tromaf, Faf de Klerk.